Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. I did my show last night. Ah, I'm so relieved. So, today, it's our final day. We say farewell to Edinburgh, but hello to a weekend. Okay, it's our final day. All a bit tired today after the premiere, or the one and only performance of the Bjorn Identity last night. What
a
show.
It was
a surprise hit. What have we done with that costume, by the way? Because
I've kept it. It was still wet.
Oh, it's minging.
Yeah, when I put it in the box this morning, I was like, oh, that was quite some nerves that he had last night.
I suggest that we... It looks like I've wet myself. We need to burn it.
No.
Or, Rob the Boss was saying, put it in a glass case, you know, like they have in those restaurants, like in Planet Hollywood. Like, here's the outfit that Will Smith wore in Men in Black.
And where would you like this positioned? In your lounge or at work?
No, at work, yeah.
In the loos?
Yeah. Maybe wash it first.
Yeah.
So, Becky is recovering from eating not one, not two, but three deep-fried Mars bars on Grimmy's show last night.
I
didn't stick around, and
this.
I cannot believe that you actually did that.
Well, Cara who works on Grimmy's show was at the fish and chip shop, and she was getting these Mars bars for everybody. And I said, oh, I love them. I so could do two. And then somehow, Grimmy, in his persuasive ways, said that if I ate three, he'd give me a tenner. So I was feeling a bit hard up and a bit hungry, so I thought, yes. And I got through like two and a half, and then I just got the sweats, and I didn't think I could carry on, but I did it.
Feel a bit disappointed with yourself?
I felt awful afterwards, and I went really, really high, and then I went really, really low to the point where I went, permission to leave, please. And so I just needed to lie down.
Bless you.
So don't advise, don't eat three Mars, but don't eat them all, and not the deep fried ones all in one go.
There was also a bit of drama at the house while you weren't there, the house that we're all renting and living in together in Edinburgh. I'll tell you about that very soon. It's a great story.
There's always a drama with you, isn't there?
Always a drama. Mm. You will, if you're near a computer, you will want to watch the next bit of this show. You can watch us on live webcam at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look at the webcam now, please, because I've seen this next act and it's amazing. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Please welcome Mr. B, the gentleman rapper.
How are you doing?
Hello there. How are you?
Not too bad. Gentleman rhymer, I must say.
Rhymer, I'm sorry.
Gentleman rhymer.
How are you?
Yes, very well, sir. Very well indeed. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good. So we saw you on our first night in Edinburgh, which seems like a long time ago now,
yes.
On Sunday night, and you were playing at a night called Viva Le Cabaret.
I was indeed, yes.
Which was the same one where Rob the Boss had to lie down on stage while a lady hula-hooped above him.
Indeed.
With lighted up hula hoops.
He looks so scared in that. We've got a video on one of our phones, and it's just, you see your boss lying on the floor with his arms completely by his side, like just kind of scared.
It was also where the burlesque chav lady straddled me, which is quite good. You try saying that. And then Mr. B came on, and where is it, Viva Le Cabaret?
It's at the Gilly Doo. It's a new cabaret venue open for the Fringe, which is all rather beautiful.
We really enjoyed it because there's a real mix of everything. It was a really, really good standard as well.
Absolutely, yes, all good fun.
Okay, so explain to the people what you do.
I do. Well, I'm basically reconnecting popular culture in general to the Queen's English and manners and what have you. Mm. I do. I started off doing what I call chap hop, but I'm dealing with other forms of music as well. And also, of course, I'm playing in my show Me, Me, Me with a couple of my chums at the Gilly Doo as well at lunchtime.
Okay.
But yes, I'm basically reconnecting popular culture with the Queen's English and manners and what have you.
Okay. So you're bringing popular music and manners together?
Absolutely.
You think that's something that's missing, do you?
Well, I do believe so, yes.
Okay.
Well, even if it's not, I'm doing it anyway.
You are, aren't you? Right, get on the live webcam, because this is going to be a proper Friday moment for you. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Here is Mr. B. Here he is.
This is a little song about an old school chum of mine called Edward, who decided at some point around 1988 to rechristen himself Acid Ted. I've no idea why. It may become clear. When you know that any mountain is capable of moving, I'm a gentleman rhymer and I'm proving, you can be what you want to be, let your soul and your body and your mind be free. There's nothing in the world that can hold us back. Lie down a lyric, put it down on wax and curled rock, and take it straight to the top with an attitude that's right and cannot be stopped. Set your mind on what you want and you can get higher. Put detailed thought into every desire. Believe in yourself, you know that you'll find there's no cant in a trouble-free mind, one of a kind. We all are that, and going all the way is where I'm at, with delivery smooth like water in a fine tin. That's why I can move any mountain. Move any mountain. Move any mountain. I can move any mountain. I can move, move, move any mountain. Right, people, this is a sing-along bit now.
Oh, God.
So I do hope you all join in. Here we go. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. We like to...
move it!
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. We like to...
move it!
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. We like to...
move it!
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. We like to...
move it!
I don't need no makeup. A nice cup of tea in a china cup. A cup of tea and a nice hot cross bun. Ask about sugar, I take none. It makes me physically sick. Physically sick. Physically, physically, physically sick. Physically sick. Physically sick. Physically, physically, physically sick. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. We like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Let me take you to a place I know you want to go. It's a good life, yes. I'm going to spin around and grab you. Just don't say no, or there may be consequences. I have got a feeling that you're going to like it, what I'm doing to you. And when I'm doing what I'm doing, I'll be doing what you want me to do. Grammatically ambiguous, I know, but there you have it. One for the connoisseurs now. The Mozarts of techno. A couple of bald chaps from Kent or somewhere. Who seem to have lasers for eyes. Myself and Edward would sit around his place, smoke the odd pipe, and speak absolute gibberish, sometimes sounding like this. Wa-day, wa-day, wa-da-da-da-day, wa-day, wa-day, wa-da-da-da-day, wa-day, wa-day, wa-da-da-da-day, wa-day, wa-day, wa-da-da-da-day, wa. This is what we call the hands in the air moment. Close attention. I'll take your brain to another dimension. I'll take your brain to another dimension. I'll take your brain to another dimension. Pay close attention. Pay close attention. Pay close attention. I thank you.
Wow. Woo. That was awesome. And I like it. You bring a bit of class back to music, you know?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. That's the plan.
So tell us about your show's on again in Edinburgh, please.
It's at the Gilly Doo. There's me at 1:30 in the afternoon. which is with Des O'Connor, not that one, and Sarah Louise, not that one. Mm. That's at 1:30, and then Vive le Cabaret at 9:30 every evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. B, everybody. What an awesome moment. I hope you're watching on the webcam. This is Scott Mills from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and it's only Bloody Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome to Jason Byrne, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Sorry, it's so hot in here.
Yeah, this is it. This is like the typical Edinburgh room. I mean, people can't really see it at home, but look, it's about, what is it, about 20 foot square? It looks like it could be a venue.
Everywhere's a venue, isn't it?
Everywhere's a venue, yeah. I mean, you could be sitting, there could be a show going on underneath your chair right now. It doesn't really want to check it out, man. It'll probably cost $5,000 for the rental.
I've noticed everywhere is boiling hot.
Yeah.
And everywhere smells a bit of locker rooms / brand flakes.
Yeah, yeah. It is. And even my head is starting to sweat. I've got a very Paddy Irish head. And it's boiling. And all I did was walk across the meadows here. And the sun came out for a few seconds. It tends to... I think the sun in Edinburgh, what it does is that it treats all the Scottish people like ants. You ever notice that? And it comes out and it kind of beams, little beams on their head. And it half burns their heads and just annoys them and gets them more angry.
And then
Scottish
it rains.
People are not angry. Yeah, then it rains. And the rain's kind of hot and cold. And then, have you witnessed a thing called the haw here yet?
What?
The haw.
I wish I had.
What's that?
The haw is hilarious. It's amazing. It's a mist that comes in off the sea and engulfs the whole city. And you wouldn't believe it till you see it, because Scottish people told me, oh, be careful of the haw. And you can't. There's no spelling of it. There isn't.
How do you think it's spelled?
I think it's H-R.
So it's a mist that comes in and no one can see anything.
You can't see anything. No.
Not even in front of your face.
No, it's like, remember the movie The Fog?
Yeah.
It's like that.
And then,
except it's not monsters, it's Scottish people.
What time of year does that happen? Do you know?
No.
It
comes in whenever it be. It has happened at the end of August here, one year it came in. You'll have Scottish people maybe texting in now, going nuts, going, that's not how you spell haw.
Yeah, if anyone knows the spelling of haw, then let me know. I've learned something today.
Yeah, Edinburgh's full mystical.
Now, your show last year was called The Byrne Identity.
Yes.
We took inspiration from that for my show, which was on last night, called The Bjorn Identity.
Yes.
The story of the Bjorn Identity to the music of ABBA.
Oh.
And it went all right, really.
Was there fighting involved?
Yeah, I killed some people with a toy gun.
Oh, do you? Do you fight as fast as Matt Damon?
Yeah, I was an all-action superhero, actually.
To ABBA?
To ABBA.
So, like, what? Like, money, box on someone's head with a toy gun, and...
Howard from the Halifax adverts is in that bit.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And is it an hour long, this show?
About 50 minutes.
And were people warned that before they came in?
No.
Did you not say, this is a concept, we'll just give it a bash and see how it goes?
One night only.
Not that this is actually a show.
Yeah.
You'll have to stay.
And next year we're thinking of doing the Bjork Identity, or maybe the Bjork Supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
Where I just go around going, shh. For an hour.
Screaming or attacking photographers.
Tickets were free though, Jason, do you know what I mean?
So, oh, no, that's okay.
Gave them out to listeners, so...
Means no complaints afterwards because there's no refunds.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody should do that with shows.
You start charging for a show like that, then you're in trouble.
You're just asking for trouble.
No, you're dead right, give it out free. You know, Scottish people love free stuff.
Do we have to play a clip? Oh, okay.
God, oh, great.
No. I can't... The video is now up online, I can't bring myself to watch it.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it.
I will never watch it. Here's a clip.
Well,
no, that's not it at all, is it?
I don't remember that one.
That ABBA sound
that's
brilliant.
That's Mr. B's left his soundtrack behind.
I think it's one of Hart's CDs they've left behind. Some kind of disco music. With you a sec, Jace.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
so how's your show going?
Yeah, it's going good, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm enjoying it. We have, it's up on the mound. It's up in Assembly Hall, which is kind of, which was the old Scottish Church of Scotland. And it was the Scottish Parliament before they... Have you seen the Scottish Parliament here? Have you seen the building?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing you should do. It's made out of bamboo and bits of glass. It's all at weird angles.
Is it?
And it went $50 billion over budget. And if they have to say, the Scots aren't angry enough. And they already had a nice place at the venue I'm playing. That was nice, little kind of House of Parliament type feel to it. And then they went, no, let's get this. And they got some arty guy to come in and start putting angles and bamboos on it. And it cost, a skillion pounds.
Got the spelling for har.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's just H-A-double-R.
H-A-double-R.
Ah.
Oh, ah.
Har.
Oh, they're saying har. Har. Is it H-A-double-R?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow. Maybe somebody's making that up as well.
Or maybe it might be H-A-U-G-H.
Har.
There's lots of different spellings coming in. No one really
knows. Or fog.
Yeah. No one really knows.
Okay, here's the fog.
Okay, here's a clip from the Bjorn Identity. Do excuse my awful American accent.
When we dock this boat, I'm leaving.
No!
Not knowing me, knowing you. There is nothing we can do.
Ha-ha!
We just have to face it. This time...
We're through?
This time we're through. Breaking up is never easy.
I know.
But I have to go. Not knowing me, knowing you, is the best I can do.
Into the song, see?
Wow, well, yeah. So basically you've just stolen Mamma Mia.
Yeah, we've shoehorned as many ABBA songs as we can into it.
We could do it. We could do it forever.
Mm.
So that was pretty, yeah, because that was the same thing. That was with Pierce Brosnan and all.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan's in our show as well, but just a mask of him.
He wasn't able to sing?
It was just me and loads of big masks of people. Really odd. It's quite a surreal thing. You have to watch the video to really get your head around it.
I'm definitely going
to
watch it.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
You've got some London shows coming up as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. 28th of September to the 2nd of October in the Leicester Square Comedy Theatre, which is in the bottom of an old Catholic church. Okay. Which the owner told me for some reason and said, you're gigging underneath the altar. I don't know, because as a Catholic person, I think I'm just made to tell these things and Irish. It's like because when I meet English people, they tend to do my accent.
Do they?
Yeah, so when I go hello, they go hello. They go, what? They go, oh no, how are you today? As if like, you know, Irish people are just fairies and mystical people around this kind of weird island. That's the Isle of Man, though, isn't it? That's a different place.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Isle of Man?
No, never.
Yeah, 9 years in a row I was.
Really?
Yeah, there's actually pictures of it in my show. I showed up on a slideshow. Pictures of me in the Isle of Man.
I think people can hear us in the Isle of Man. I know they can.
Oh, can they?
What? Yeah, what are you going to say?
Well, is it One Radio? Is One Radio on the beach? They're all just sitting around with poking it with a stick.
Yes, God. Oh, God.
What is this? What is this? No, I love the Isle of Man because that's the place where they had the cops had the pointy helmets.
Oh, is it? That?
Yeah, they've got the one with the kind of the point on top of them.
And I need to go.
And nobody ever steals out in the Isle of Man. It's brilliant.
Right. But yeah. They have pointy helmets on police.
Yeah, and it's also £800 fine if you drop paper there. Isn't that insane?
Amazing.
Oh, and I think a policeman has to let a pregnant woman go to a toilet in his helmet.
Oh, no, that's everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, is that everywhere?
Yeah, I think that's everywhere.
This is made up.
No, that's everywhere. That's not just on the Isle of Man.
Oh, that's just a British law, then,
isn't
it?
Yeah, that's like an old bylaw thing.
Yeah, that's right, because he has to put his cloak around the lady and let her have a wee in the helmet, and then he has to, I don't know, bring it home.
In the car.
I wonder if it ever actually happened. I'm sure. A pregnant woman went, no, it's okay, I'll just go home and go to the loo. I don't need to go on your helmet.
We're all living in this house at the moment. Where, are you? What? Do you rent a house when you're here?
Yeah, but I stay on my own.
Do you?
Yeah, and then friends of mine come in and out. I've done that thing of having loads of people kind of staying in the same house.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's manic.
Now, it's a family house.
Yeah.
And we've been renting it all week, and all the team on the show have been staying in it. It's been quite nice.
How many people?
It's five of us.
Five.
Yeah, that's too many.
Why?
Well, no, it's a massive house. It's beautiful. Mm. It's really old, like proper.
Is there one toilet?
No, there's two.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
one toilet would be bad for that many people, really.
Yeah.
The problem is, today the family came back and we didn't realise we were supposed to be out.
There
by
was
12.
Some confusion. No way. There was some confusion over the exit time. Scott was in the shower, a cat walked in, and this big Scottish man was like,
I literally was like, because I'd not seen, there's no pets there all week, obviously, because the
and
family
I was
are
like,
away.
Oh my God, I recognise you. Where do I know you from? Oh, the pictures on the mantelpiece.
Oh
Hi.
My God. And then were they screaming as well?
Why are you here? It was really awkward.
There were little kids there as well.
Yeah.
Were they going, Daddy, what's going on? Yeah. Why is there a radio show in our house?
Who are these people? Well, they didn't know it was a radio show. They just thought, why are these strange people still here?
Yeah. Oh,
there was some confusion over what time.
Why is Rob the boss upstairs in the bedroom?
Mm. Yeah, I live out in the countryside, and my wife, just before she came here, she's only here since yesterday, she had a frightening screaming episode. Because we, as I say, live out in the countryside. My wife went out to the utility room, and my 10-year-old went out behind her without her knowing, but he thought she knew, and she turned around, and as she turned around she seen him and she screamed, and then apparently he screamed and started crying, and they were both screaming at each other because he thought that she was screaming at somebody behind him.
Oh, stabs him.
It was just a constant scream fest of and then her just calming him down, going, "No, I was screaming at you," and then, "Oh no."
See, I can't deal with any kind of confrontation, so I was just like, "Let's call a cab now," and I just waited outside.
He texts me, he's like, "The family are downstairs. I'm going outside. I'm waiting for a taxi, and I'm not coming back in." And I was like, "What am I meant to do?"
It was an awkward bit where we were all kind of stood in the reception room of their own house, and I was like, oh, "God, I need to get out of here. I'm so sorry."
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
They didn't check their fridge or anything while you were still there?
Well, no, they'd left all their stuff. The whole thing about it being a bit weird was the fact that they'd left all their pants and socks, and kind of Scott opened one of the drawers to put his clothes in, thinking it was like an apartment. And they'd left all their stuff there, and they'd left their stuff in the fridge and kind of everywhere. So it was like literally like we shouldn't be there. We thought we were in their family home.
So sorry to
them.
And
then when they came back, I was fully expecting to go back one night and see like Dad on the sofa watching the TV. Like, "Hiya, I'm back."
We feel that we know them because we've seen them in the family photos all week.
We put our birthdays on the calendar.
And then we met them and it's like, they're here! The fictional family!
But who rented this place to you? Did you know who these rental people were? Did they say, "Oh, the family don't know you're here"?
I think what happened was someone knocked on their door and said, "Do you want to make some money for Reddenborough, but you have to leave now and you can't take any of your stuff?" And they said, "Yes!" And then we moved in with our suitcases.
I would have much preferred to have seen if they arrived in on the first day that you were there and you all just had to sleep together and share beds. Scott was in with just two kids just snuggling up to him with teddy bears and you was wide awake going, This isn't right! I've got my own radio show, you know!
We're doing. Anyway, so that was today's drama.
Bookorama.
Jason, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, I'm going over now to do Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, well,
I did him on Sunday.
You were rubbish.
I was on Just a Minute, the show on Radio 4. We played some bits yesterday. It's a show, if you've not heard it, where
I do know it well.
Where you have to talk
not
about
hesitate.
A subject
no
without hesitation or repetition.
Not hesitate.
Is that what you're going to go and do?
No, I'm going to do his chat show now.
Okay, cool.
Which is quite funny because you can go and listen to Nicholas Parsons curse. And he curses at the start.
It's a bit blue, is it?
No, he says two lines, right, at the start, and all these women who like biscuits and slippers just sit there and all of them go, "Nicholas Parsons said a bad thing." But it's funny, though. He's amazing.
Yeah, no, that was an awful day. I did Just a Minute. I was awful.
Yeah, it's hard, that game.
Really hard, but they make it look so easy.
Were you on with Paul Merton?
Yes.
Yeah, Paul's too
He's the
good.
Master.
Yeah, it's not fair. Yeah,
no, not really. So, tell us where your show's on again.
Oh, yeah, the show is... Well, it's on at 9 p.m. in Assembly Hall, and it's up on the Mount. I'm doing extra shows tonight, which is... what day is it today? It's Friday, and tomorrow and Saturday, both at midnight, and I'll be wandering around doing various other things as well.
Hey, okay, thank you, Jason. Have an amazing weekend and
thanks,
the rest
guys.
Of Edinburgh. Thank
okay.
you. Cheers,
See
Jason.
You. Bye, bye. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.